In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict the next person or thing a presidential candidate will be forced to renounce. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kauffman, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, celebrating entrepreneurs who start businesses and change the world on the web at kauffman.org. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support. For the Performing Arts, Environmental Conservation, Medical Research, and the Prevention of Child Abuse, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need on the web, rwjf.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our intern is Joe Feldman. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our technical director is Lorna White. Other engineers include Kurt Stahlnecker, Robert Newhouse, and the crew at Samford University's Wright Center right here in Birmingham, Alabama. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, who will be denounced by what presidential candidate? Paula Poundstone.
Well, in a nod to the young voters that are driving these campaigns, each candidate, in order to be elected, will have to denounce Voldemort.
Charlie Pierce.
Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, and Mitt Romney will gather together to denounce, reject, and condemn anyone who thought it was a good freaking idea in the first place.
Roy Blunt Jr.
There being no one else left for him to be holier than, Ralph Nader will renounce himself.
Well, if any of those candidates denounce any of those people, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Roy Blunt Jr., and Paula Poundstone. Thanks this week to Mike Morgan, Michael Krall, Mary Henley, and everyone at member station WBHM in Birmingham. Thanks to our audience here at Samford University. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.